Recently, a number of people in Victoria have been charged with the crime of incitement in relation to anti-lockdown protests. But incitement isn't usually linked to protesting, and concerns have been raised over the potential consequences of law enforcement choosing this path. Zoe Rudge discusses the issue with Dr. Maria O'Sullivan, senior lecturer in the Faculty of Law at Monash University.
Over the past week or so, several people in Victoria have been charged with incitement for anti-lockdown protests. But what exactly is incitement?
Incitement is a criminal offence, and this is why it's somewhat controversial in relation to COVID restrictions, because COVID restrictions are public health offences. So incitement in Victoria at least makes it what's called an indictable offence, and that's a much more serious offence, and it would result in a criminal record. And basically incitement means encouraging someone to do an act which is normally criminal, so obviously it would normally apply if you incite someone to commit murder. And even if that person does not go ahead and undertake the act in question, for example murder, then the inciter can still be convicted of offence because they're inciting something that's criminal.
And why do you think they are using the Victorian Crimes Act instead of the public health legislation to deal with these sorts of protests?
I think that they have actually used it also in April in relation to a refugee protest. So it's not just anti-lockdown, although in the last few weeks it has been in relation to anti-lockdown protests. But I guess I think it's to stop people actually protesting. So it's somewhat difficult, I think, if we let there's a Freedom Day march that's planned to go ahead. It may not go ahead, but it's planned to go ahead on Saturday. I think that the police are trying to stop the protest going ahead by actually arresting the organiser, and that sends a message to the other protesters that that's what's going to happen to you as well. And not only will you get charged anyone fined, you might actually get a criminal conviction. So I think that would scare a lot of people. So I think it's to actually prevent the protest going ahead in the first place.
Are charges of incitement usually used in these protesting scenarios? Isn't the right to protest a protected right in Australia, or is there a more complex legal issue going on?
To the first question, yes. To my knowledge, incitement has not been used in relation to protest, at least in the recent years. My understanding is that at least in America, incitement was used in relation to the anti-Vietnam protests. I'd have to check about what the response was in Australia to that issue historically. But yes, in the last sort of 10 years, I've never heard of incitement used in relation to protest. It's even, you know, rarely used in relation to actual criminal offences like murder or assault, because it's quite hard to prove. Here, I think there is more concrete proof because of social media. You can actually say, well, you're the organiser and you're inciting people to protest. As to the second point, it's protected to a certain extent in Victoria, Queensland and the ACT, which has a human rights charter in each of those states and territories. Then we also have this implied freedom of political communication, which is implied into our constitution. But there are two issues with that. First of all, those sorts of protections aren't directly enforceable and you can't really get compensation. It's very different to a formal Bill of Rights. It's just something that the governments have to consider. The people can't go to court in Victoria and directly enforce the charter. And then secondly, they can be limited in a public health emergency. And indeed, even if we did have a Bill of Rights, things like freedom of movement, freedom of assembly, freedom of expression can all be limited. So if you think, for example, about freedom of expression, there are racial vilification laws, there are defamation laws which limit that. So if we look at protest and COVID, the restrictions are put in place because of public health concerns.
The use of incitement for protesting hasn't really been done before, as we maybe move away from...
This is one of the problems that, you know, once the, and then this is what human rights scholars have been saying about COVID, it becomes the new normal, the restrictions become the new normal. And if there's case law which establishes that people can be charged with incitement for protest, it sets a precedent. Now, the only thing I'd say about that is that when this is litigated, and I'm sure it will be in relation to some of those cases that we mentioned, I think the court's going to take a dim view of using incitement. And just this week, a Queensland court overturned some convictions for some climate change protesters who were convicted of fairly serious offences, and they said that that wasn't warranted. So I think the court is going to fairly anxiously scrutinise the application of incitement to protest. So we'll have to see how those challenges play out.
And that was Dr. Maria O'Sullivan, senior lecturer in the Faculty of Law at Monash University, speaking to Zoe Rudge.